Hi, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to, well, heck! This is the Improvised Title Podcast with Truman Barnes. I have today with me a special guest, Thomas Stay. Introduce yourself, Thomas.
Hi, I'm Thomas. I'm, like, known as the, probably, like, the sexiest man alive. Besides that, I sing. I like to think that I'm funny.
And that's him. And we also have special guest Shaden Manuel. Shaden, yes. Go ahead and
Introduce
yourself.
Hi, I'm Shaden Manuel. I'm 17 and a half. Actually, probably in like three quarters. And I'm new here to the show.
Yeah, and long time listener, first time caller.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I've been listening to the show ever since it's the very, very beginning. I would say I'm an original fan.
I would say so too.
And I'm actually excited.
Shaden Manuel. Where's class Shaden Manuel? Not here, Shaden Manuel.
Right.
Hey, this is special guest Mike Stumpf. Say hi, Mike.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Say hi to the podcast listeners.
Hi, podcast listeners.
That's Mike Stumpf. He's kind of a patroller of the school. He's the dean of the students. And he's also the baldest guy I know.
And the best looking.
Sure.
And the best beard.
Best bearded balded man I know.
Did you copy?
I'd agree.
No, go ahead.
He's so, the best balded
So if you didn't catch that, he just kicked Shaden out. So Shaden will not be a special guest on this podcast.
No, he will not.
But Thomas Stay's still here. Thomas Stay's still kicking it with me. We'll be talking.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah, and those of you who aren't aware, this podcast is all about shooting the breeze, shooting the fleas, and shooting my knees. My niece is she was shot.
Oh.
Last night.
You have a niece?
Yeah. So anyway, let's talk about some news today.
Some news. I love some news.
So,
actually, I hate this news.
The school is shutting down.
School is shutting down. This is
This was recorded before the official before the vote happened, and before we're deciding before the board votes on whether we're shutting down tomorrow or at the end of the school year.
Or there's also a slim chance that it will shut down next school year.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
But it's for sure getting shut down.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much for sure getting shut down.
I mean, they can technically vote not to do that, but with...
But the state doesn't want us to.
Yeah, the state doesn't like us.
Very scary. Scary time to be an AISU student. So what have been your thoughts on this whole predicament?
To be honest, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel any motivation to do anything.
That's fair.
Like, I'm a senior, and now it won't matter what I do, because I can do whatever I want, and I will still not have a school to come back to.
Fair.
At the end of the year.
Fair.
My reputation no longer matters.
Sure. So you're going to take off your pants and go run throughout the school.
Right. All of a sudden, senior pranks feel like they should happen a lot more. It'll be the last prom
of the ISU.
And quite frankly, I think you should go.
I'm not going, but
no,
thank
you
for
you,
saying
you should,
that.
Quite frankly, because it's going to be the last one. besides that, the other thing that's been on my mind is, what is the robotics team going to do? Because the robotics team is technically not affiliated with AISU, but we use their spaces, and we would need to relocate.
Yeah.
The question is where, and will we have the funds to do that?
And will Sir Burton still be able to lead it because he's fired?
Or will he be laid off, but same thing.
Yeah. He is out of a job.
Right.
Through no fault of his own.
And will he turn over that paper the papers for the actual team to someone else? As well as, currently, all the money that we use from it is routed through the school.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of need to disconnect that from the school.
ASAP?
Yeah, ASAP, Rocky.
Yeah.
Because we have a couple $1,000 in there.
Yeah. So. And I'm also curious about the thousands of dollars that were earned in the Performing Arts Gala.
Right.
Because...
if we don't have a Performing Arts next year, what...
Because there isn't a school next year.
Yeah. Does it go
What's
to...
What's going to happen to that money?
Does it go to the teachers?
Does it go to the school?
Does it go to the school?
Does it go to me? Can I have it?
Thomas, can I have it? You know that thing about ruining your reputation because it doesn't matter anymore?
Embezzling money.
Oh, man.
I was
going to say bank heist, but...
it's
embezzling...
close.
Yeah.
We'll embezzle the money.
Yeah, I'll embezzle it.
Yeah. That's why my grandpa got thrown in prison.
It's... by mine actually...
But yeah, scary stuff. Great. I'm worried for a lot of juniors because this school has such a specific setup that it's not going to work with most people transferring.
Which is the argument of having to stay open one more year so that the juniors can have their final year at AISU.
Yeah.
And we fix the rest of the grade so that they can transfer to another school.
The problem with that would be, we need the teachers to stay. We need the funding to stay open, which we do not have even a little.
Right. But we could. It might happen. It's
yeah.
a small chance, but it could happen.
Pretty much the only way that it can happen, to my understanding, is if some other charter school with a lot of money takes us under their wing and basically adds us to their charter.
Do you think Ames is... Hey, Realms of Inquiry.
Oh my
gosh,
Realms
of Inquiry
to
sponsor us.
That actually does lead us into our first sponsor for the podcast, Realms of Inquiry. Realms is a school, probably.
It's true.
So thanks so much to Realms for sponsoring. Hit them up on Twitter. Thank you so much. But anyway, I'm not worried about myself because, big news, I just got all the stuff so that I can graduate this year.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, I just joined the graduating class of 2019.
Huh, nice.
Yeah.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you. Those of you who are listening and not watching the filmed version, we just shook hands really cinematically. Like, you know, we both stood up and... I took off my shirt, and he shook my hand, and I put my shirt back on. So, yeah. Those of you who are listening and want to watch the film version, only costs $50, and you get to see me take off my shirt. So.
A must buy, if I have to be honest.
You're a spy? Is that what you
no,
just said?
It must... No, who told you?
You just said, I'm a spy, for anyone who was wondering.
No, a must buy.
Oh. And you are a spy,
but
so you would know.
I'm not a... No, I'm not a...
Well, you're a...
I'm not a spy.
See, a lot of these jokes that I make don't make a lot of sense when it's transferred to a podcast because we just stared at each other and moved our heads around a bit after he said that he wasn't a spy and I said that he was.
Right.
And see, that's the joke. But I'm not sure if you got that. If you did get it, let me know. Hit me up on Twitter. Just say, hey, Truman, I got that joke. And let me say, it was pretty bad.
Oh, can we speak about Realms of Inquiry for a minute, though?
Sure. I know very little, and what I do know, I'm not allowed to say on a podcast.
I know quite a lot about it, and
okay.
About half of it is things that I'm not allowed to say in podcast.
Yep.
But,
9/11.
Oh,
we
sorry.
Just hit the 9 minutes and 11 seconds mark on the podcast. Usually when it hits 9/11, I make a wish, and every single time
that's...
that wish is that the Twin Towers never blew up.
Thanks, Truman.
Yeah, so I just made that wish.
Never forget.
Still hasn't come true.
They could come true. But Realms. Realms
yeah.
is a school that has been along for which has been around for a lot longer than AISU has existed.
I don't know about a lot longer, but longer. Yeah.
Well, yeah. There's this great kid named Henry Riker,
mm-hmm.
which Truman knows, but none of you podcast dwellers know. Hey, you should have him on the show sometime.
Hey, podcast dwellers. Yeah, I should. Is he coming to the thing later?
Yeah.
All right, I can film record a little segment.
Perfect.
During the movie.
He actually used to be a part of Realms of Inquiry.
Okay.
Back when it was a elementary and middle school.
Gross.
Yeah. They've relocated it and changed their school at least 5 times.
Interesting.
Before they found residence at AISU, they were in a church building a few blocks away from here.
Okay.
And so Realms is not going to be affected by this at all. They'll be joining.
They'll just leave.
Yeah, they'll just leave and find another place like they always do.
In fact, they were kind of part of the reason why we are in so much trouble. Because some of the deals that we've made with them are less than legal.
Really?
Yes. You know how all the international students are through them?
I did not.
Well, actually, they are. And we budgeted to have all the money from the exchange students, but Realms took some of it because it makes sense that it's through them.
Yeah, and they have lots of things that, like, it's expensive and it's all about
We don't have the licenses. But. We, meaning AISU, not me personally. I personally have them. I could sponsor any international students I ever wanted. Any international students listening, and you want to return next year, even though this school is dying, hit me up on Twitter. I'll sponsor you.
I'm excited.
Yeah. But yeah, so we AISU doesn't have any of the right licenses and whatever to take on those international students, which is why we have to do it through Realms. Which sucks.
Does it?
Yeah, because then Realms gets most of the money.
Right.
And okay. They don't give it to us.
Right.
We want it. So it's time to play a game.
I love games.
Called...
Who's that?
Poker player... I'll show you an image of a poker player. I actually left my computer in the class. Do you have your phone on you?
I have a computer.
Okay. I'll whip that open. You tell a little story to our listeners at home while I'm pulling up a picture of a poker player.
Well, once upon a time, I created Venus. It was a very hard thing to do. I first threw a bunch of rocks out into space. And they eventually all clumped together. And they got really, really hot. And
dude, that's creepy.
I'm talking about Venus.
What's your password?
Wait. So...
Don't tell it to me. Just plug it in.
Right. Okay.
I don't want to know your personal information. Well, I kind of want to know your personal information.
They might. Don't disregard that document. That's private.
Thanks. Shoot, dang it. Okay.
question. Uh-huh. We're going to have a quick question discussion with Thomas. Why does Yamaha make both musical instruments
and
motorcycles?
Well, think about it this way. I know this, being the CEO of Yamaha, which I'm no longer, but I was for a short period of time in the 30s.
Hold on, your 30s or
The
30s?
The 1930s, which happened to be my 1930s.
What does that make you now?
2019 years old.
Oh.
Well, I'll be 2019 in October.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Think of how many motorcyclists you know. Right now, do it. Close your eyes. Think of all the motorcyclists you know. All
right.
Are any of them not musicians? He is closing his eyes. He's thinking, for those of you listening.
I think all of them are musicians.
Actually. All of them are musicians.
Yeah.
So we started out as a motorcyclist company. And now think of all the musicians you know.
Okay.
Are any of them not motorcyclists?
I mean, I guess I've never asked them.
Exactly. Every single person in the world is both a musician and a motorcyclist. So if you take into account that we started out as a motorcycle company, and then we realized, wait a second, we're only serving everyone once when we could be serving everyone twice, which is why we started making musical instruments as well. And well, the rest, you might say, is history.
You know that Sir Bertram plays the
instruments?
Yeah.
I did.
I meant the accordion. Yeah, that's what he plays. He plays the accordion, and he also rides a motorcycle. He can do both. Which seems a little bit out of... Well, no, the accordion seems in character for him. And surprisingly, the motorcycle also seems in character for him. Sir Bryn's just a really cool guy.
Yeah.
Are we guessing poker players yet?
Hang on. I'm pulling up the picture that I want. So let me just count out loud real here. 1, 2, 3, okay. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Another question. Why does... 15,
16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Okay, for those of you who want to play at home, play along at home, go ahead and look up photos of the 21st person that appears when you search... famous poker players.
And have safe search on?
I assume so. Do you have safe search on?
Yeah, I should.
Okay.
I'm only a safe person.
Yeah, you're not dangerous. So I'll go ahead and show you this photo.
No, I'm not dangerous.
And you tell me what you think his name is.
His name...
Describe him for the people listening at home who did not want to play along because they're party poopers.
Come on.
But still want to play along a little bit.
So it's this guy who has a long face. He's got some glasses on. He has a baseball cap on and has a black,
jacket.
More like a blue jacket.
Black t-shirt, though.
Black t-shirt with some words on it, and then, like, the hat is black and white.
What are the words? Oh, never mind, I can't read those either. Yeah, I can't read those.
And then his hands are on a pool table.
Because he's a poker player.
Mm-hmm. And he has, like, a card in his hand.
So based on this knowledge, what would you say his name is?
Based on this knowledge, he has a baseball cap on.
Sure does.
Which is kind of giving me... He looks like... You know, he's probably Joe Baseball.
Joe Baseball?
Joe Baseball.
Joe Baseball. Is that your final answer?
Yes, Joe Baseball.
Okay, that is incorrect. You have two more guesses.
Okay. Let's see.
That is also not his name. Let's see is not his name. And you have one more guess. Make sure it's a good one. I hope that you feel like you could really ace this one. I hope you feel... like you could really ace this one. Those are two big hints right there. He's deep in thought.
Attention teachers, please allow the girls soccer team to go out to the atrium.
So
teachers, please allow the girls soccer team to go to the atrium.
Do you need to go for that? Sorry. This shows how professional of a podcast we are. If anyone listening is part of the girls soccer team, please head out to the atrium.
It's important.
Yeah.
You know what? He looks like Steve Jobs.
You think that he is Steve Jobs?
He is Steve Jobs.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final
answer. Well, his name is Phil Lack, idiot.
Phil Lack?
Phil, L-A-A-K, is his name. So I guess you lack the understanding that you need, Thomas. I'll put your computer away for you. I'm a good friend, idiot.
Stop messing with my emotions.
Cutie.
Cutie.
Hey, are you ever gonna stop messing up, babe? that's our segment of domestic abuse, which leads us to our next sponsor.
Your mother and I are getting a divorce.
The divorce courts. The divorce courts of the state of Utah. Thomas, why don't you tell us what the divorce courts of state of Utah can do to our average listener?
All right.
For our average listener, not two.
So the divorce courts of Utah as of right now, what they can do for you is they can get you a home divorce. I see.
So if you're looking to get a divorce, Thomas is eating chips right now. So if you're married to Thomas, divorce him.
Hey.
He's just eating chips right now, y'all.
I'm not. I mean, you probably should divorce me.
If I had a nickel for every time...
I got divorced? Or every time you... Wait.
Every time I suggested to someone that they should get a divorce with Thomas. Which is also every time that Thomas has gotten a divorce. Basically, every time that I've ruined a loving relationship, I would have two nickels.
I get it. It's because I've had two divorces.
Yeah, you get it. So I just realized there's something cool that you can do with this podcast app I'm using. You can make you can add a flag to certain parts of the recording, if you want to edit something in or edit something out. So I just put in a flag, and I'll put in another one right now. So if you're, like, doing a movie podcast, by the way, check out moviepodcast.net for more movie podcasts.
That's my favorite website.
Yeah. Then you can go ahead and get a podcast. You can do a podcast. Check out Anchor, though, the app Anchor. Gonna get sponsored by them soon, as soon as I set up a way to get money from them for being sponsored by them. So be on the lookout for me being a sellout.
Hey!
I am
already...
You're all ready to go?
I'm all ready to go.
All ready to go.
All ready.
Alrighty, let's go. Let's load up. Those of you who are just listening, not watching, we're standing up from the seats where we were sitting. Also, a little bit of podcast announcements. Before we go, I'm going to sit back down. Little bit of podcast announcements. Number one, if you haven't noticed yet, our podcast does not have a theme song. So if any of you have any ideas, I know a couple people shouted it out at me really loudly. It was really rude, saying, hey, we want to give your podcast a soundtrack because it's bad, or because it... I don't know if that's what they would have... That's what they said.
People always ask me, hey, Truman, which is weird because my name's not Truman.
Uh-huh.
If you made a theme song for Truman's podcast, what would that sound like?
And so you made it.
And so you made it.
Yeah, I'm asking, you don't have to make it, but if you have any ideas or suggestions of who, like if you want me to call up my boy Bob Dylan and be like, hey, my podcast needs a theme song, hit me up, homie. Remember you owe me from that one time when I bailed you out of prison. It was $6,000, buddy, this is big.
Hey, stop putting it inside of my life.
That's Bob Dylan.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I was thinking.
That was a different occasion. But you're still correct. Let me know. Hit me up on Twitter at DoobiePrincess42. Don't follow me. Just find another way to contact me through Twitter. I will block anyone who follows me. It's an unfortunate process, but it's the rule I made.
I accept pigeons.
Yeah. I realized just now that sometimes on this podcast, I don't have anything to talk about. So if you have any questions you'd like to ask the special guest or me, or just things you'd like us to discuss, feel free to tweet it at me, at DoobiePrincess42, or walk up to me in the street and hand me a slip of paper that says, I'm going to tweet this to you, and then tweet it to me. Or you can call me. My number is 801-792-2943. Not going to repeat that. If you didn't hear it right, go ahead and rewind and check it again. But not going to repeat it. Sorry. Sorry, John.
Thanks.
Yeah, so those podcast news. Also, one final piece of podcast news. You might notice that this one sounds a little different, or you might not. I haven't listened to it yet, but we're recording in a different room than we did last time.
This room is superior, actually.
Yeah, you feel that way?
It is.
Actually. Oh, okay.
No, like, I've measured it.
Okay. If you notice a difference in sound quality, that's why. I don't know if it'll sound better or worse or louder or quieter. We're also sitting in, like, different... Excuse me. Spaces away from the phone. So
it is true.
Thomas, didn't you say you're going to bring a mic that I could record with?
Yes, that didn't happen.
Okay, that's fair.
Instead, the school shut down, so.
Oh, that's right. Yep, da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba ba da ba da ba da ba da ba 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 da ba ba da 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 ba da. What is it?
The B movie was a mistake.
So like we said, we're going now. We're out and about.
Tis true.
This is turning into a
meet and greet.
This is gonna be a little bit of a change in tone for this podcast. We're gonna walk around and just interview people that we see on the street. Anyone who happens to be walking around right now. Hey, would you like to be a guest on our podcast?
Sure.
Okay. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Nate, I guess.
Yeah. Nate, what class are you in right now?
Right now I'm walking back to STEAM. So.
STEAM. Who do you have it with?
Hamlin.
Okay. Hamlin. Neat. Hamlin. Never met him.
Neither have I.
He's, I'm pretty sure he's new, so.
Okay. Yeah. Do you mind if we walk with you?
Sure.
How have you been doing?
Fine, I guess.
Yeah? That's good. That's good. Did you have a good time in the bathroom, I guess?
Just like normal.
Normal? Okay, that's fair. That's understandable.
What's your favorite color?
Red.
Red is your favorite color. That's good to know. If I ever find myself buying you a scarf, I will make it a red scarf.
Well done.
Yeah. Where is Hamlin's class?
It's portable four.
It's one of the portables. Yeah, okay, so in the middle school.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for your time. Mm-hmm. You can go ahead and check out this podcast. It's on Spotify. It's on Anchor. It's called the Improvised Title Podcast with Truman Barnes. Thanks for being here. Thanks for coming on out.
Yeah.
Have a nice day, sir. So wow, it's super cool that we got our first guest.
Absolutely.
He's a guest.
Right. That's guest number five now. Well, he's guest number five.
No, that's the wrong number.
No, well, you see, there was a,
Oh, there was Mike Stumpf.
There's Mike Stumpf and there was
Shane. There was Shane and Manuel. I forgot about those guys.
Yeah. So he's number five.
I guess technically so. I have no idea how good this is going to sound because there's a lot of...
Chatter.
Other clitter clatter.
Pitter patter.
Clutter.
Dit. There's a lot of dit.
Yeah, din.
Din. I love din. Hey, I know this song.
Me too. I'm deeply ashamed that I did. Those of you who can't tell, Thomas, that's a bad idea. Those of you who are just listening, not watching, Thomas was going to go talk to a teacher. She's not having a great day today.
Is she not?
No, because, you know...
That's a shame.
She's going to lose her job.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, so that was a nice little excursion.
Yeah, I think that was definitely an excursion. I couldn't say anything else about it.
I think I caught hemorrhoids from that guy.
Again?
Yeah.
That's awkward.
Mm-hmm. So, Thomas, seen any good movies lately?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, that's cool. So, what do you feel about the government?
The government?
Yes.
I think that taxation is not theft, but more like tax fraud.
Tax fraud.
Taxation is tax fraud.
Taxation is tax fraud because they are supposed to pay you so that you can pay them.
Yeah.
But you never did. They never paid you. So that you can pay them.
That's what's going on right now, actually.
So they can never pay. They've never paid you to buy things for them.
Right.
And so you're being mad at them for not doing that.
Yes, taxation is tax fraud. Government is fraudulent on their taxes to me.
Okay. They've never taxed you properly?
No, they've never paid my taxes.
Oh. Yeah, what jerks! Who's your least favorite president?
My least favorite president.
Sorry, second least.
Second least. Sorry, that was...
That was almost a bad question.
Almost a bad question.
We don't want to ask that question.
Let's go with... Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield, really?
Yeah.
What did he do wrong?
He just was a bad president. He, like... So, Andrew Garfield, he was the one who was... Or is that Herbert Hoover? The guy who was elected twice. In two different terms. He was president, then there was another president, then he was...
Oh, and then he was president again.
Yeah, I know it was Garfield. I don't know.
You think it was Garfield?
And the reason why
I think Garfield
so
was the one who had that little controversy because he kicked a dog over the side of a kitchen counter.
Shut up.
And then this friend of his was confused. He stole a cigar from one of his friends, a pipe. He stole a pipe from... anyways, please continue.
Okay. Their names are Cat Garfield. But...
Was it after the president, or was the president after the cat?
Wait.
Did they give him his last name because they read Garfield comics and they're like, oh, give this name to one of our children, but not their first name. No,
their
last name.
And that is how Andrew Garfield came to be. He was birthed from the comic. But besides that, what he did wrong was he was right before Teddy Roosevelt, which made him a bad president.
Okay, just in comparison?
Well, in
comparison,
or
because he set the stage
also
for him?
Because he didn't do much. No, he did a lot. He didn't do okay. right things.
Okay.
He was decent, I
Who's
guess.
Your favorite president?
My favorite president... Probably Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, you hate black people?
I do.
Okay.
Wait, no, I don't.
No?
I cannot.
Those of you listening on the podcast, this brings us to the next sponsor, which is, in fact, black people. Black people, thank you so much for sponsoring. We're really happy with your support. Shaden was here earlier. Sorry you missed him. he's not black, though.
He is actually black.
Well, he's black because in the gangs, like reds versus blacks, he's black, but he's a brown man.
What?
Shaden's not black. Did you think that Shaden was black?
Well, what is he?
He's half Guatemalan, half brown.
Yes, with the brown being
black. Black? No, there's a difference between black and brown, buddy.
No.
There's also a difference between black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Oh, yellow
Anyways,
black. Let's shake these up a little.
That concludes this segment, which we like to call Thomas Stay is Being Racist. So, Thomas, have you read any good books lately?
Yeah, I actually read one book, and that's weird because I've not read in like a long time. I read Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Cursed.
I've heard it both ways.
Cursed Child is the correct term.
I read that.
How'd you like
and
it?
Out of in recent memory, it is the best and also the worst.
Of all Harry Potter?
No, in recent memory, it's the best book and the worst book that I've read.
How is it both?
because it's the only book in recent that I've read recently.
But how did you like it? How?
It was decent.
Yeah.
It was definitely. It felt both like a. It felt like Harry Potter and not, if that makes any sense.
I felt like it did not feel like Harry Potter.
Really?
The only parts that felt like Harry Potter to me were, honestly, the parts with Harry Potter in them. And some of the parts with Albus, Scorpius, whatever his name was. And,
I don't know, Scorpion King.
And the lady just walking around, talking.
Those
parts felt like Harry Potter.
Delphi?
Delphi. Delphi. So, I saw that picture of Nikola Tesla, and I thought it was someone standing in the window watching me sitting here with my butt sticking out. So, quick spoiler alert. Skip to 40 minutes if you don't want any of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child spoiled for you. Which I'm assuming you don't. It's a good read. And there are a lot of things to
be spoiled.
I thought
you didn't like it.
No, I liked it alright. Okay. I liked it alright. It's definitely a good read.
Okay.
It's enjoyable to read. But when you think of
it
in the Harry Potter story, it's... Yeah.
It's a play.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But... there was a lot of gay subtext in it.
Okay.
No, there was.
Interesting.
And I thought that was really weird because at the end of the day, they were like, we're friends.
Yeah.
In fact, I just asked out a girl.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? What was the point?
I didn't see any gay subtext.
Really?
I
felt like they were hinting to it. Maybe it's because of the recent J.K. Rowling.
Gay.
She decides the gay.
She decides the gay.
Like, in fact, I don't think I've heard anything about LGBT rights before
she
was born.
To become the gay.
But it was just really interesting.
Yeah.
Like, they would do things that felt like this is really
gay.
Why did you decide to do this?
I haven't read it in like a month, so this is it's a little off. More than a month, like 6 months at least.
Like there was a few times hugging, and like they thought it was weird that they were hugging each other, and I was like, "You're trying to hint towards something later," and then they didn't. Also, in the middle of Armageddon,
okay,
the one says to the other that there's no person that they would rather be with than
that person, than the best
friend.
Albus.
To see the end Scorpion. Of the world with. And the other guy responds with, what?
That's gay.
No, he responds with, really, I probably want to spend it with the most powerful wizard of all time to try and fix things. And there was a lot of things like that that just kept constantly went on, but like at the end, they didn't do anything with it.
I didn't see any gay, but I read it like 6 months ago in the last part.
I might just be tainted.
Yeah, but also I'm not very good at reading into the gay. I don't remember what it was.
Percy Jackson?
No. Well, I mean,
I felt that one was kind of just thrown together.
Yeah, Nico. I liked the Nico one. I thought it was well written and well put out. It didn't seem like he had it in mind since
right.
the first time that he introduced Nico, but I thought that it was still well done anyway.
I'd agree.
But then in some of the sequel series,
I
thought it was dumb and forced.
Okay, I've not read anything. Well, no, I read Trials of Apollo in the first Carlos Magnuson.
Magnus
Carlsen. No,
Magnus
Chase.
Chase.
I've read...
Carlton Magnum. Carlton Magnum. Stripper name.
I've only read the first two books I've only read the first book of both of those.
Yeah,
so I've not really looked...
Well, but the first book is what has the gender fluid, I think, is where it introduces that gender fluid character. And that feels so forced.
Which book?
The first Magnus Chase.
Okay.
It is the Magnus Chase, right? I don't know. I haven't read them in, like, years, but... Years? A year? Probably two. I don't know. Something like that. But it just feels like Rick Riordan is like, oh, because I made Nico gay, everyone's like, this is the most progressive author right now. I guess I gotta make everyone gay. or like include all types of gay. So there's someone who's bisexual, there's someone who's gender fluid, there's a Muslim. Muslim, I mean, that's alright. That one feels well written. It feels well written, and like the arranged marriage stuff makes for a nice plot device. But the gender fluid, like he like describes what gender fluidity is for like a page. A page and a half is just like, see, and it's okay when someone feels this way because, and it really takes you out of the story.
I don't remember that. It might be in a book that I might have been a later book that I didn't read, as I just read the first book of both of those series.
But yeah,
and
it irritated
speaking
me.
Of Rick Riordan, I really, yeah. I stopped. So I read both of the first books. And I was like, both of these are garbage. Why am I reading this? And then I stopped reading his books.
I feel like it was still well written, except for the forced, this is my agenda now kind of a stuff.
I felt like it was well written, but it felt like just Percy Jackson. Like, it just felt more of the same.
Yeah.
As if he's
every single one of his protagonists,
watered down.
All of his protagonists read the same.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
And I thought it was really weird that they decided to take Apollo and make him
a kid,
an immortal kid, and act like he's a kid and not a god.
Yeah, it is definitely
like
an interesting way to do it. But the way that he wrote the books, the originals, some of the gods acted like gods, and some of them acted like kids anyway.
That's true. I didn't get that vibe from Apollo, though. I always got it, like, the cool uncle that everyone has.
Sure. But yeah, all of his protagonists read the same. And have you noticed he's doing that thing now that authors like James Patterson and people do when they get super famous? They only stick their name on books because they're famous, and another author writes it entirely.
Oh, yeah, I've heard a little bit of that.
Yeah, one of his latest books is, because people associate, oh, this is some kind of mythology turned into a young adult teen novel.
Orson Scott Card has been doing that with a few of his prequel Ender Game series.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Like, it's apparently co-written, but it's mostly the other guy's idea that Orson Scott Card is helping him write and it's come to fruition.
Okay. But is it... like labeled as co-written?
It's labeled, it has both of their names on it, like in big text, and as well, like same big text as the title.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. I mean, it's never a good sign when the name of the author is bigger than the name of the title.
Right.
That sends off real big flags to me, big red flags, like a communist
like
flag on someone's wall.
Oh, I was gonna say like Ayn Rand.
Ayn Rand. But anyways, that does lead us into our our penultimate, second to last sponsor of the episode, which is communism. Communism is I'm sure you've heard of them before. Great sponsor of podcasts. It seems like most people in entertainment know about them and agree with them.
I know I have.
They're all about sharing, in theory. So please check out check out communism, shoot them a tweet or two. So now let's go back to talking about how, authors' egos get bigger than their talent.
We could talk about that.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we could talk about that.
Yeah.
You know VeggieTales?
Boy, oh boy, do I know VeggieTales.
Same here.
Yeah.
They actually released a trailer earlier this week for a new VeggieTales show that has taken them back to their roots.
Okay.
But it's all going to take place on a stage instead of a kitchen sink.
Okay.
Which sounds really interesting.
And it's VeggieTales.
It's VeggieTales. It has the same animation style as the original, not the Netflix adaptation.
Voice actors?
The same voice actors.
Okay.
It's the same voice actors for Larry and Bob, I know for sure. They might
And those,
I think they're adding a couple new characters, though.
Those for Larry and Bob did most of them, so.
Right.
For the visual version of this podcast, I'll go ahead and throw on a clip of the trailer so you guys know what we're talking about.
I already have.
When I edit it. But, yeah. So they're on a stage.
Yeah. That's Funky. About as much as they revealed in the trailer.
Yeah.
Speaking of trailers, have you seen that new Sonic trailer?
I have seen that new Sonic trailer. I love Ben Schwartz, no matter what anyone says.
I love when they create a child and then try to make it into a hedgehog.
You think that they made that child and then genetically modified him?
Like CGI. You're making a CGI child and then go like, hey, wait, this could be a hedgehog, and then they do it.
Hey, and wait a second. Then... We're not making a movie about a kid. We're making a movie about Sonic the Hedgehog.
No, but it seriously looks
what
like...
What are we doing?
It seriously looks like they first tried to make a kid, and then they stuck spikes on it and called it a hedgehog.
Interesting. Now, the title for this movie was originally Sonic the Blue Hedgehog, but then they realized that they didn't really have to make that distinction. And I'm glad they made that change. How do you feel about that?
I feel giddy, okay. To be quite honest.
Giddy about the change from Sonic the Blue Hedgehog to Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yes.
Looks
like a child. They turn into a hedgehog.
Interesting observation. I think if he was wearing gloves, I would like it better. And if his shoes were the same goofy.
Yeah, if he had shoes that aren't real shoes, it would be better.
Yeah, that are just goofy shoes. A lot of people don't like his eyes. I don't have a huge problem with it.
I don't really like his eyes either. Alita Battle Angel... Those eyes were fine. But
they're
like this
huge.
Right, I think these are bigger than hers.
No.
Sonic the Hedgehog's.
Do you mean proportionally?
Yeah.
No. You're wrong. The original Sonic, yeah, his eyes are like freaking huge.
Well, the original Sonic has just one giant eye.
Yeah, but it looks like two eyes.
You're right.
Yeah, that's that.
Jim
Carrey looks like he'll do a good job as Robotnik.
I'm really excited for Jim Carrey as Robotnik, because that looks like, it looks really, really good. And the concept for this new Dr. Eggman character also looks really good, because he's not a true villain in this. He's trying to protect society against Sonic the Hedgehog instead of Sonic the Hedgehog protecting society from Dr. Eggman. Because the government calls Dr. Eggman in to handle him.
You're right. Did you watch the trailer with audio yet?
I did.
Did you hear the words of dialogue that were spoken?
Yes.
The part that Sonic says?
You'll need to refresh me.
He says, apparently I'm here to save your world. Guys, this just in, we have a special guest star coming right on back in. It's Shaden Manuel.
Yeah, I was detained momentarily, but now I'm back.
Yeah?
Momentarily as
well. Are you gonna get caught in trouble?
That's a good question. You see, you never know when Mike could be lurking around the corner.
I thought it was him.
I genuinely jumped at that. jumped.
It was just Nikola Tesla again. From this angle, it's more like this angle.
He's loomy.
It looks like he's just peeking in through the window.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It looks like he's... Oh, well, yeah.
It's very spooky. You gotta get way down, but yeah.
Yeah, I kind of saw it.
So, Shaden Manuel, how much time do you have with us in here today?
That's a good question. Probably 5 minutes.
5 minutes, okay.
5 minutes is probably safe.
Okay. Anything you want to plug while you're in here?
Yeah. I mean, actually, it looks like everything's already plugged in.
So. Everything's plugged in to all the outlets. Yeah, all the outlets look pretty full. Oh, that one, that's a, like, whole power
cord. Oh, yeah.
You could probably plug something in if you have a cord.
Yeah, I don't.
Wait, hold on.
Actually, it's already plugged in over here.
It's already plugged in.
Yeah,
shoot.
It was very deceiving because it was laying under that bag of chips.
Right?
It's okay. I got something to plug in for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Really?
He'll grab you something to plug in.
Thomas to the rescue.
Hey, do you want
to
plug?
Okay. Here is me plugging in. Everybody, quiet.
This is what Shaden is plugging.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know if you heard that, but that was Shaden's plug for this power strip. A couple things plugged into
it. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah. Wow. Thanks for coming on to the podcast, man.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no problem.
So, anything you want to talk about while you're here?
Seen
any good movies lately?
I still have to go see Avengers Endgame. I'm seeing it tonight.
Hey,
I'm
so
seeing it tonight?
Yeah, I am.
Hey, so are we.
Which theater?
Both of you? Oh, Regal.
What?
What time?
I don't know.
What
time are you seeing it?
6:30.
Then we are seeing it at 6:30.
Whoa!
Wait, which Regal?
Except
there's only one in Utah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Well, I'm going there on a date. So,
with a girl.
So, with all due respect, please do not come.
You got it.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, you can come, just don't sit on the same side of the theater.
Yeah, or in the same theater.
Or in the same theater.
So,
that's actually really
or the
wacky.
Same theater.
I got a free Endgame ticket from my work.
Oh.
I don't know if it's
nice.
To Regal or to Megaplex or where. Probably Regal because I work right by there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it's for a specific date.
You
or
should
whatever.
Probably check that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll bring money to pay for it anyway.
Yeah.
Cool.
Good thinking.
Yeah. What can I say? I'm good at thinking.
Nice. Yeah.
I am too.
Oh, nice. So anyone who's listening to this podcast, go to the Regal Cinema at 6:30 p.m. tonight. Go see Endgame. That brings us to our last sponsor for the night, Avengers Endgame.
I love those guys.
I would tell you more about it, but I don't want to spoil anything.
I've heard so many people die, like SpongeBob and Seinfeld.
Dude, do you want to shut up? I haven't seen it yet.
I thought you had seen it.
So who are you?
Even though you told me a little bit ago you hadn't seen it.
Who are you going on a date with there?
That's a good question. I
do you
can't
not
tell
yet?
You. Yeah, no, I do. Yeah, I don't know, actually. I was going to go to the first girl that
figure
was just
out when
there,
I get there.
And just, yeah. So
just kind of wrap my arm around her arm.
Yeah, and then just be like,
just
I'll pay
like
for your
this.
Ticket, you come with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you really expect me to have a date planned beforehand?
What's your name again?
No.
Did you? Yeah.
I don't know what a date is.
Oh.
It's a dried fruit, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's actually never...
I've never gone on a date.
We don't talk about the D.
What?
This
needs a whole episode to itself.
Yeah.
Actually, it does. Do you want a date?
Okay, so we're going to cut. Wait, what? No,
do you want a date?
Not right now.
Oh, wow.
Buddy.
Not
listen.
Right now.
Oh,
sorry. No, not me.
I'm not
whoa,
gay.
Oh.
Don't.
Oh.
Trust me, I don't swing that way either, but
which,
I could for
which
you.
Which brings us to our actual final sponsor. We are not sponsored by Avengers Endgame, but we are sponsored by... we've been working really hard for
Nikita?
This sponsor. No. We've been working really hard for this sponsor.
Verizon.
We talked about them a lot last episode, but we're actually sponsored this time. It's Gay People. So thank you so much for Gay People,
awesome.
Near and far,
thank
and
you, gay
tall
people.
And gay.
Yeah.
All gay people are tall.
Yeah.
I
even like the gay people who aren't gay.
Yeah.
I almost said
the
gay people who aren't people, but that wouldn't
well,
have
no,
made
no
sense,
gay
would.
People are people. They don't have human rights.
Yeah. Whoa.
Dial it back there, true moon.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll take this podcast off of your hands. You can walk out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of the improvised title podcast with Truman Barnes.
It'll be the improvised title.
Podcast with Truman Barnes, hosted by Thomas, Thomas Day and Shaden Manuel.
Exactly,
Shaden Manuel and Thomas Day.
You can go over those.
Thomas Day and Shaden Manuel.
Manuel. Shaden Manuel and Thomas Day.
I think Manuel
Thomas,
sounds a
you
lot
know,
more.
I think we should just put
professional.
Thomas Manuel and Shaden Stay.
Yeah. Whoa, Shaden Stay. Like Shaden Stay.
Shade and stay.
I'll lay.
Not even gay.
No, yeah. No, hey.
But it would be okay if you were
gay.
I'm
gay.
Here for you.
yeah. We'll just be the background singers.
Gay.
This is in no way demeaning to gay people. This is just saying
in all songs, the background singers just go, gay.
Yeah.
Gay. You know? It's not. It's an instrumental song.
Yeah, it's just like just, it's like a jazzy song. It's like. Oh no.
So we're gonna hit our maximum time for recording here in just a minute. So
I'm excited, actually.
Yeah, you're excited to hit the maximum time.
Yeah, it's gonna be a first for me.
Yeah. Also a second. A second before we hit the maximum time is when I'm going to stop it.
Oh, nice.
And now I just made that promise, so now I have to pay very close attention to how much space, much time we use.
Yeah, exactly. So,
Shaden, it's been a little over 5 minutes. Are you sure you're legally allowed to be here still?
Yeah. I think my house arrest will allow it, probably.
By the way, thank you for sponsoring us this episode.
Yeah, no problem.
He's not black.
I thought you just said he was black.
No.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I said, sponsor for this episode, black people. Thank you so much. And actually, you just missed him. Shaden Manuel was here on the podcast. And he said, oh, yeah, because he's black. And I said, no, he's actually half brown, half Guatemalan.
Yeah,
and you're like, half brown? That means half black. Because Thomas here is a racist.
Wow. That's really... Really? I actually think that's not bad, I don't think. It's not like you're calling me, like...
less of a person.
Yeah.
Because you're...
Unless... once I had somebody comment on... I commented on some picture, because somebody was being a jerk.
Oh?
And I was calling them out for it, but I wasn't even being that mean. I was just like, okay, don't be calling people out if you're gonna do this.
Uh-huh.
And they said, okay, black.
Well, it's
and I was like
couch.
And I commented back, oh no, he got me, guys. I better delete my account.
Freaking burned, as you can tell.
Yeah, as you can tell.
To a crisp.
I have been charred. Goodbye, everybody.
Charred, broiled. It's like that time at, was it Joe's farewell? When Roxy, when you went up, she said, look, mama, brown.
Oh yeah. That was fun. That was fun. Just a little child
going brown.
Yeah.
And pointing
brown
at you.
And pointing at me. Yeah.
Do you have any other racist stories from you being racist or other people being racist?
You straightened your hair the other day and I made a comment about it. What was it?
Oh yeah.
You don't look like a black man.
No, it was like he was... a black character. I don't remember what character it was.
I don't remember.
Do you have a picture of you with straight hair?
Oh,
that sounds
really
weird.
I think it was a black black emo Spider-Man.
Can you put the photo as me with
The photo for this episode. Yeah, yeah, I think I can do that. Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of fancy, but I mean, just whatever you want.
Sorry, completely racist. Weird.
I don't really have any racist stories. Honestly, to be honest, I really haven't been like, I've never been verbally harassed racially.
That's good. Physically?
Yeah, physically people were like,
they threw me in prison one time.
One,
they
yeah,
beat me
whoa,
up.
Whoa. That happened.
One time I got whipped.
One time this guy came out of nowhere and he was just like, hey you. Yeah, but either that was a racial thing or that guy was just insane and whipping the nearest guy near him, but
Six seconds later, I saw him do it to a Hispanic guy.
Yeah.
And then he did it to himself and started to groan a little.
So, yeah.
Not really sure what was going on there.
Me neither. Maybe that was just like, I don't know.
It's kink.
Yeah, it's kink. Yeah, perhaps. Okay, wonderful way to end off. No.
Yeah, we got about a minute left.
Yeah, just about a minute.
Let's see. Should we talk about something really, really controversial?
Yeah.
And then just
here's the thing.
Before.
Well, here's the interesting thing, you guys. Because I found out I'll tell a super short racist story. You guys know Charles?
Yeah.
Sala's boyfriend.
Black guy, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, probably.
Anyways, he was sitting on the train once, and it was like one of those with four seats, and there was a woman sitting in the corner, and he came and sat in the other corner. The opposite corner. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, I'm sorry, I don't sit with colored people. And then she got up and moved to the other side of the train. And then some other people went over there and was like, hey, that's really not okay that you said that and did that.
What?
And she was defending herself and everything. And then afterwards, she, when it was her stop, she went back up and said, listen, it's no offense to you. I just don't like colored people. And then left the train.
What?
I know. Super crazy. But I only have like 6 seconds left. So I know what the true right religion is. Okay, guys, so sorry we were cut off in that last one. I was just telling them the true religion. Not sure if it got put in. Not sure if it got included in the episode, or not sure if we ran out of time. But
it was a really, really intense conversation.
Yeah, well, it led to some great discussion. Mm-hmm. But yeah, not sure if it got recorded, and I really don't have the energy to check or do it again. So let's give them a little sneak peek for the next episode. Thomas, what do you think they'll see in the next episode?
Next episode, we'll have a more definite answer on the ending of AISU.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah.
We'll all have seen Endgame by then.
That's true.
Oh yeah, that's true. We could give everybody who listens to the podcast spoilers.
We'll do our official review. Okay. Shaden, what do you think people will see in the next episode?
Let's see. I think that they'll probably hear a lot of words, perhaps sentences.
Words forming sentences?
Yes, perhaps. Okay. Words in the sentences might be the slash the.
Okay.
Or maybe a.
Yeah.
Some of those. You know those. You know
those, I understand.
Those words. So that's what I think will probably be in the next episode.
I think that's likely. So now I'll answer what I think people will see in the next episode. It depends on what you're looking at while you listen to it, because unless you paid the $50 or $500, did I say $500? I haven't decided yet. A certain amount to get the a visual version as well as the audio version, then you'll only be listening to it. So whatever you're looking at while you happen to be listening, whether that's the inside of your eyelids, the outside of your eyelids, or any other part of your body, I think those are the only options.
Yeah.
That's what you'll see next time. So everyone, let's say goodbye in unison in three different languages.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Sayonara!